Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. Generally quiet weather prevailed this past week in Argentina and South Brazil, while showers and thunderstorms continue to cause delays farther north in the double crop areas of Brazil. In Argentina, mostly dry and very warm to hot weather gave fields soaked by heavy rains late last month in San Luis, Cordoba, and Santa Fe a chance to dry out. The extent of damage from flooding rains is not yet known. For other areas that weren't soaked last month, fields are turning dry. The forecast for Argentina is for a continuation of mostly dry to very warm weather into the middle of next week. Then some rain is likely with the passage of a cold front late in the week. Most corn and soybeans are now maturing and beyond the prime moisture sensitive stage. However, some later planted crops still in the reproductive stage may experience some yield losses from dry weather in the coming week. In South Brazil, mostly dry weather this past week helped corn harvest reach around one-half complete across Rio Grande do Sul. The soybean harvest there is just getting underway. Early indications point to an excellent crop in Rio Grande do Sul. A little farther north in Paraná, crops also look good. Fields across Paraná are now just drying out enough for harvest progress to get into full swing. The forecast for all of South Brazil and neighboring Paraguay is for dry weather through much of next week. That means there will be a long stretch of open weather for harvest progress. The next chance of widespread rain does not appear likely before the end of next week. Farther north, rain fell on at least a few days in the past week across most of center-west, southeast, and northeast Brazil. The rain maintained delays to first crop harvesting and second crop corn planting. Improvement is finally on the way as rainfall coverage and amounts will drop off in the coming week. That will allow for better field access. In Mato Grosso, the largest second crop corn-producing state, planting is not yet done. More than a third of that crop will be planted so late that it runs a real risk of not reaching the moisture-sensitive pollination stage until after the dry season starts. Typically, that's in late April and early May. That is your South American weather update. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.